And he said to the, and it was a body of a great, beautiful Greek god. And he said to the little guy, he said, well, what do you think about that? The little guy waited for a minute and said, mister, how'd you know that guy was in there? Well, I'm saying that guy was in there all the time. You're a Mona Lisa. What makes a Mona Lisa so valuable? What's rare? Just one of a kind. And you're just one of a kind. But it's how you see you that makes a difference. How does the quote go? The me I see is the me I'll be. In Robert Shiller's latest book, Failure is Never Fatal, Success is Never Final, he tells a story about a small kid playing baseball by himself in the backyard. And he say, I'm the world's greatest baseball player. He throw that ball up and swing at it, missed it. I'm the world's greatest baseball player, threw it up again, missed it. I'm the world's greatest baseball player, threw it up, missed it, strike three. He said, wow, what a pitcher I am. Let me tell you that you hold the picture of what you really want, and it's just a matter of time. The ancient Chinese proverb says, the longest journey begins with a single step. I say that beginning is half done, and that you need to start right now. And one of the reasons why I like Bob Proctor and his ideas is that I think that he's a great giver. And this is just a side dimension from what we're talking about, but sometimes people ask me, you know, why I wear that number two pin. And I got the number two pin from Bob Proctor a long time ago because he cares about people. I wear the number two pin to always constantly remind me to always put the other guy first. You always put the other guy first and he'll always put you first. And a great guy one time said that the first shall come last and the last shall come first. And I'm convinced that the ideas and that Bob has got is great. But he practices his idea. He cares. He doesn't do this because of money. He does this because of feeling. And his feeling is that if you get a picture of what you really want, then it's just a matter of time until you have it. So let me wrap this up, Bob, and just with a quote that came right out of the book that he's talking about right now of James Allen. And this is what the whole seminar is about right now, where it says, the vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build by your life, and this you will become. It's really been nice to come and be with you in Toronto. Again, it's my personal pleasure. Bob, and thanks for having me, friend. Hey!
You know, I've shared Paul's story with countless thousands of people, but it was really nice to be able to share Paul with the people today and with all the people that are going to be watching this in their homes and in their offices all over the place. Paul talked about the self that you have here is what's going to determine what you're going to be. John talked about I never noticed a difference in that, Paul, but I always found the Americans crucified our language. But anyway. And I guess the Canadians crucified the English language. But at any rate, you have an image here in your subconscious mind. Now, the first step in changing that picture is in your exercise book, your action planner on page 26. So often, as Paul mentioned to me, for 22 years, every year he promised he was going to get one of those citations, but he said, I never got it. Emerson said, of what use to make heroic vows of amendment if the same old lawbreaker is going to keep them? You see, Paul was trying to get that citation with the same old picture. And the only thing I suggested to Paul, and it didn't take long, was how to change the picture. And I said, you change the picture, Paul. And I said, your results will change so fast, you'll be shocked.